Heard a thin-focused ERCOT marked summit, written by Tom Kleckner and read by an automated voice. Texan focused annual ERCOT marked summit once again drew ISO staff, market participants, and others for panel discussions on market reform, grid resiliency, resource adequacy, transmission constraints, wholesale price volatility, and integrating utility-scale solar power and battery storage. Focused ERCOT marked summit audience from the speaks podium and amp copy, RTO Insider. Participants caught in against market changes before summer. VRCOT's more vocal members urge caution as the market approached the summer with projected record demand, but with almost 8 gigawatts less in generation after a wave of retirements and delays in planned projects. Public Utility Commission of Texas is considering withdrawing reliability unit commitments and reliability mostrunctality from the operating reserve demand curve, or ORDC, a real-time price adder that reflects the value of available reserves and is intended to incentivize resources to produce more energy generators. UC staff said this would ensure that scarcity pricing is accurate and reflective of market dynamics. Industrial Energy Consumers Katie Coleman and AMP copy, RTO Insider. That would be a mistake, said Katie Coleman, legal counsel for Texas Industrial Energy Consumers. Quad, since 2012, we have spent a lot of time and effort designing the ORDC, specifically discussed including RMR and RUC quality. Daily, the ORDC values should reflect the actual amount of reserves, which accurately reflects the likelihood of load shed. Did a bunch of other things instead to try and put more money in the market, in Quat, she said, referring to RUC's $1,500 price floor in Quat, which is higher than any unit's actual cost in Quat, and pricing RMR at the $9,000/MWh. Quat, we've built this machine, and we're about to have a summer where it's tested. See how it goes, then come back, and see if there are areas that really need refinement. In Quat. Quat, part of the problem the last 5 years is we have never really defined what we are solving for from a reliability point of view, in Quat, said Barksdale English, Austin Energy's interim chief of staff. In Quat, what is important to us? Is it short-term interval reliability? Long-term 5, 10, or 15-year reliability? We figure out what we are solving for. Having proposed solutions sort of seems like having the cart before the horse. In Quat. It's jokingly referred to his in Quat, multiple personality disorder in Quat, as a generation-owning municipality competing in ERCOT's wholesale market. Quat, I can get really excited about $9,000/MWh for wholesale generation, but then oh my gosh, what about my consumers? My city council gets mad at me because I'm paying too much money. In Quat. St. Energy's Barksdale English listens to ERCOT IMM director Beth Garza make a point. And I'm copy, RTO Insider. Garza, director of the ERCOT Independent Market Monitor, cautioned against blurring the difference between a load shed event and a blowout. In Quat, that's a very important difference. Loads are being paid to provide a service, in Quat, she said. Quat, I fully expect many of those services will be called on this summer that have never been called on before. Those services are called on, they've been curtailed or are no longer consuming, but they're being paid for providing a service, in Quat, Garza said. There's Mark Walker and M. Puppy, RTO Insider. Quat, at what levels does ERCOT take emergency actions? When does load shed be in? Quat asked Strebiger and Ampamp, praised Mark Walker before answering his own question. Quat, hitting the off-cap with only 2,000 megawatts of available capacity left is simple. You look at actual prices when RUC resources are deployed by ERCOT under pressure from load, congestion, and intermittent resource swings. The prices today really don't reflect that we're in an emergency situation or a serious reliability condition. In Quat. Role-playing reveals market's concerns. Discussion on how low power prices are affecting the strategies of plant owners in ERCOT. Summit organizers asked the panelists to role-play the different aspects of generation investment. Federal Power Co. EO Steve Gillen filled his natural role as a developer, and Tom Rose, CEO of Clean Energy Technology Association, played the investor. Left Crowell's advisor Mark Bruce, who represents Southern Cross Transmission in its bid to become the ISO's first DC tie operator, to play the regulator. Let's advise Mark Bruce plays a regulator next to Inquat Financier Inquat, Tom Rose and Amp Puppy, RTO Insider. What kind of signals the ORDC was giving investors, Gillen said, Inquat, it's not giving signal big enough and substantial enough. Inquat. Quat, what drives the financier and developer's cash and cash flow, Inquat, he said. Quat, I don't believe that system is giving clear enough signal for a long enough period of time that convinced me new generation is warranted. Don't believe it will be allowed to be a significant enough number. It's going to like moving the deck chairs around on the panic. Inquat. Quat, as the regulator, that statement scares me because that ship didn't make it. Inquat, Bruce Dippen. Quat, the ORDC was not intended to be a substitute for scary pricing. It's a construct intended to correct the anomalies in pricing that result from out-of-market actions of the grid operator. Quat, I applaud the Texas Commission for resisting the call to pad the ORDC, Inquat, Bruce continued. Inquat, that doesn't help the fundamentals. Had significant periods of time where the system is overbuilt, and the price will be, and should be, in the dirt during those periods. And that's the rub, a political rub. Economically optimal reserve margin is quite a bit smaller than the official cushy playing reserve margin. About to live in the gap between the two, and the political leadership of the state is going to have to decide whether to let the market speak. Economics will reveal in themselves, and then the politics will play catch up. Inquat. I was reminding the audience that he was playing the financier, said, Inquat, all this is very interesting. Some generators are going to have a great Christmas this August, but I am going to hold off on new investment until we see how the summer works out. Quat, I don't think anyone will argue we're moving into uncharted waters. That excites me. Might be a risk to some, but it's a reward to me. There are involuntary disconnections, or if prices go up or down, you're going to see a governmental ration, Inquat, Rose said. Quat, reliability the last 10 years has been taken for granted. I already hear people talking about regulating the market. Mark and I know that's not going to happen. As he said, there is no plan B. Inquat. Generators, ORDC 1 and sent new generation. Generation owners in ERCOT debated the effectiveness of the ORDC, one of several pricing mechanisms the ISO says will help respond to tightening reserve margins this summer. TO Insider's Tom Kleckner moderates a panel on ERCOT wholesale price volatility during an focused ERCOT market summit. Let's include Sky Resources' Gerald Balboa, SID Group's Yashar Bharat, ERCOT's Ken Gelman, and Engie Resources' Andrew Elliott, and Vocust. Quat, the ORDC, which is a scarcity pricing mechanism, is absolutely working as designed, in Quat, said Dynegy Bob Helton during a panel discussion on resource accuracy. Quat, the question is it getting us to where we want to be, which is reliability, equilibrium, and economic equilibrium, in Quat. CRE's Ren Stenson and AMP copy, RTO Insider. Or Colorado River Authority's Ren Stenson said the ORDC should not be seen as a signal for additional generation development. Your growth in wind generation is expected to pick up much of the slack for recent retirements of baseload generation. And while 2018 futures are trading around $140/MWh, the market has already considered the plant closings by Vistra Energy and others. Quad, is there enough scarcity to signal a generation buildout? No, not even a peaker, and Quad Stephens said. Quad, if you look out into the future, the market knew Vistra was going to hand. Rev 1920 prices didn't move up that much. Don't think the signals are out there to just find new build. And Quad. Since said demand response mechanisms are having a greater effect on the market. And Quad, as a generation owner. ORDC is eyeing on the cake, and Quad, she said. Quad, you see a lot of demand response looking at chasing those high demand periods. See a drop of 2,000 megawatts, and that takes away the scarcity prize you were anticipating. And Quad. Quad, ORDC was never introduced, never is and never will be a resource X tool, and Quad helps it. Quad, it's for scarcity pricing, poor man's co-optimization. Does help with missing money and equilibrium in the market. Correct place for reserves to be is an economically optimal reserve margin. We'll likely have load shed events, but that's the economical thing to do. And Quad. Well, the behind market reform report highlights transmission costs. And Pope, managing director of FTX Selling's economic practice, told attendees during her keynote address that she and her co-author on a report recommending ERCOD market reforms believe that the state's transmission planning policies have in Quad, materially in Quad, raised costs. Audience prepares for a panel discussion on ERCOD's market reform. And I'm copy RTO Insider. So Texas Competitive Renewable Energy Zones, or CREZ initiatives, $7 billion program that built 2,800 miles of new transmission to deliver West Texas wind energy to the state's urban centers, was an out-of-market investment in Quad, not being made by at-risk investors who need to recover the full cost of their investment. In Quad. REZ was part of more than $10 billion in transmission investments that have been added to total system costs over the past 5 years, she said. Quad, ERCOD regional transmission planning favors transmission for reliability problems, using very conservative assumptions for new generation, and Quad, Pope said. Quad, then analysis only includes resources that have committed to construction. Mission investments will be identified and will preempt market-based generation solutions driven by energy-only prices that could be alternatives to solving reliability problems. Quad, the overinvestment in transmission is partly because of the long lead times to build transmission, and Quad, she said. Quad, those planning can end up with extremely expensive solutions to solve reliability. Continuing to build this transmission reduces energy prices because it resolves all the congestion before it has significant effect on prices. End Quad. RG Energy and Combined Commission Pope and William Hogan, research director of the Harvard Electricity Policy Group, to write a report assessing ERCOD's energy-only design. Report asserts that subsidized renewable resources, socialized transmission costs, and the lack of local scarcity pricing have in Quad exposed areas where there is a need for adjustments in Quad to ERCOD's pricing rules. XPUC held two workshops last year to discuss the report and other panel market reforms. Paul's Brad Shores and Amcopy, RTO Insider. During a discussion on transmission congestion constraints and how to address them, Brad Shores, HumpPower's Director of System Planning, described the CREZ initiative's unintended consequences. Quad, CREZ was building transmission ahead of the generation, in the hopes the generation would come. It has happened, and Quad, Shores said. It came the state's oil and gas boom in recent years, he said. Quad, we would have been struggling to serve those loads without the CREZ, and Quad, Shores said. Quad, we were able to serve more oil and gas load and bring more economic development to the state of Texas. You never really undervalue a transmission line. Once it's out there, it finds value. And Quad. Your storage offers a solution to congestion areas. Transmission Tech Skip Fox and Am Puppy, RDO Insider. Fox didn't hide his disappointment over Texas regulators' recent rejection of an American Electric Power request to connect a pair of utility-scale battery facilities to the ERCOD grid. P's application ran into opposition from consumer organizations and market participants, who argued that allowing the assets to be included in the regulatory base would harm competition. Quad, we had an alternative to building a long distribution line. It was a $1.06 million solution to a $12 million problem, and Quad, said Fox, president of Electric Transmission Texas, a joint venture between AEP and Berkshire Hathaway Energy Subsidiaries. Quad, unfortunately, since those applications were denied without prejudice, we're kind of back to square one. And Quad. Said with battery's ability to provide frequent support and resolve overloading problems, and Quad, it makes more sense to run a battery 8 to 10 times a year rather than building a line. Quad, Fox suggests Fluence Energy's use of a portable battery in downtown Indianapolis presents a possible solution to congestion issues. Quad, we would like to move a battery around and solve that problem, and Quad, he said. Quad, when the congestion is gone in 5 years because the transmission line hasn't been built, we will have saved the ratepayers a lot of money. And Quad. Ash, Fluence's market director for the Eastern U.S., said other RTOs are wrestling with the same concerns over battery storage ownership and its effect on markets. Quad, there's a much, much bigger market for energy storage, and Quad, acid. Quad, it solves a reliability issue, which occurs maybe 10 times a year. The economic benefits are there today. Question is how to get the rules to unlock those benefits. In Quad. ERC last month directed RTOs and ISOs to allow energy storage resource full access to their markets in order that does not apply to ERC. Stiff, if ERC's directive might influence the PUC, which regulates ERCOD, to follow suit, Fox said, in Quad, hell yeah. In Quad. X compressed air energy storage, Jeff Farley and Amp copy, RTO Insider. Quad, I've seen many times where the commission defaults to where if ERC opens up the rules, in Quad, Fox said. Quad, I find those rules are sometimes a little behind, sometimes a little ahead. Will be some pressure at all levels of the state government. In Quad. Farley, CEO of Apex Compressed Air Energy Storage, pointed to a 2012 PUC order that allows energy storage resources in ERCOD to pay wholesale price for charging, with no retail or transmission or distribution fees. Quad, the energy market averages 40,000 megawatts, and the ancillary service market is about 5,000 megawatts. In terms of participating in ERCOD energy and ancillary service products, I don't think there are barriers today for energy storage resources, in Quad, he said. PS Energy's John Bonin and Amp copy, RTO Insider. Quad, we will see energy storage adopted early, and Quad, said a more optimistic John Bonin, Vice President of Energy Supply and Market Operations for San Antonio's CPS Energy. Quad, as the technology improves, we will see it displace other applications in other parts of the market. We meet again in 5 years, every one of us around here will have some sort of storage on their system. I'll have to get smarter about the effect all that capacity will have on pricing fuel and dispatch. It's going to be disruptive. And Quad. Developers see bright future for Texas Solar. All of Soul developers gave high marks to the TechSmart, which could see up to 8 gigawatts of Soul growth over the next few years. And quote, Tech is rioting because of low pricing. It is the headline, but at the same time, if the load continues to grow, we can make the case that there's a match there for Soul too, and quote, said Andrew Fay, origination manager for First Solar. Current Energy Spike Pop, Arias Shalin Remnan listened to the discussion in AMP, copy, RTO Insider. Lean Remnan, vice president of originating for Arias Samaras, said price pressure in quote, is the reason we're seeing so much development in West Texas and with large projects. We can be competitive, we can do more 20 megawatts projects in other parts of the state. I think there's a bias to larger West Texas solar. End quote. Pop, current energy development director, said even West Texas, with its oil and gas infrastructure, can pose challenges. Soul Power Association's Charlie Hemline and AMP copy, RTO Insider. Quote, but once you get out of the Permian Basin, that complication goes away, and quote, Pop said referring to Texas-rich petroleum fields. Quote, we need to find a balance between strong resources and development complications. Peoples in solar were born and bred in California, but we can blow them up to scale and send California paying. End quote. The Hemline executive director of the Texas Solar Power Association said current rules have resulted in quote, steady interest in quote, in some power generation in the state. Quote, we're not going to ask for new pleases or mandates or incentives, end quote, he said. Quote, we want it to work the way Texas wants it to work. Don't do anything bad to us is the primary policy ask, end quote. EVs with or without drivers are coming. In a discussion of changing perspectives among end-use customers, Rob Threlkeld, General Motors Global Manager for Renewable Energy, noted he had driven from Detroit to Lansing, Michigan, without once touching the steering wheel of his Cadillac CX, thanks to its Super Cruise semi-autonomous driver system. Car comes in a plug-in version, in addition to 4- and 6-cylinder engine models. Quote, any year the driver will touch the steering wheel much less, end quote, Threlkeld predicted. Clean Energy's Michael Sullivan entertained GM's Rob Threlkeld with his quips. And AMP copy, RTO Insider. Had a believer in Champion Energy Service CEO Michael Sullivan, who owns a Tesla. Said the more mainstream seat 6, which starts at about $85,300, will be more broadly available and easier to purchase than the special order Tesla model. Quote, when you order Tesla, it's like ordering an Italian shoe from a cobbler in Milan, and quote, he said. Threlkeld and Sullivan agreed that electric vehicles pose a sea change for the electric industry. Quote, we have been working closely with a lot of utilities, especially those progressive ones that are really interested in this space. Slow growth and that interests them, and quote, Threlkeld said. Quad, if the projections are right, my teenage kids will never drive an internal combustion car, and quad, Sullivan said. Quad, if everybody's driving an electric car, that's a major change to the industry, especially if somebody can capture storage in a really dense way. And quad. Tom Gleitner.